And, you know, we had a good time in Cancun. It was very relaxing. We were really only gone 5 nights. So you saw me here last week. And I was telling Liza this morning, I said, man, it feels like we've been gone like 2 weeks. But God was really restoring and rejuvenating our bodies. And we just were able to really, you know, get healed and strengthened. So it really feels like I've been gone a long time, even though, you know, I was here last Sunday. And but God is doing great things in great ways. You know, it's interesting, when you have more time on your hands to kind of just sit and relax, what I do is I start to observe things. I notice things. And I was watching some of the people, how they vacation, and it was interesting. There was this one couple, I called them the pool people. And the pool people, they would live in the pool. Their entire vacation was in the pool, and they would just stand in the pool. And they, from 9 o'clock in the morning, I would see them come out, and they would lay some towels on their little, you know, loungers, and then they would go into the pool. And that's where they'd stay. And the guys would come and deliver more drinks to them. They'd stand in the pool, receive them right there in the pool, and they'd just stand in the pool all day long. And I'm not exaggerating. And their room was just off the pool. They had a first floor room. They could open the doors and just come out of the patio right into the pool, you know. And they would order their food, and they would eat it by the pool. They would come out to eat the, you know, they weren't like raccoons washing it in the pool, but pretty close. They came out and they ate their food and then right back into the pool again. So the pool people, was interesting how they enjoyed their entire time. They never left the pool, never left the hotel pool. That was it. So I was like, wow. And then there was another, some people that I noticed, and I don't know what I would call them. I guess the excessive tanners, you know, and they, it wasn't like they were trying to get the perfect tan. These people were beet red. Didn't matter how red they were, they were still laying out in the sun. I mean, there was this one guy, man, it just hurt me to look at him. He was so red, he was purple. And still, he's laying out there in the sun, just baking. You know, I was sure he was going to be done any time. You know, a little thing would pop out or something, you know, saying he was finished. But he just kept laying. Every day I saw him out there just laying in the sun. And I was thinking, that hurts. Just looking at that, it hurts. And that was him. And then, of course, there was the sun worshipers. And they would follow the sun. They would keep moving their little loungers, whatever way the sun was facing. They would kind of move it and just keep getting the perfect tan. And they were more careful. They were putting on lotions and stuff, which I never saw that one guy do that, you know. But these people were, they didn't want to get burned. They just wanted to get real nice color. You know, so there's all these different ways that people experience their vacation. You know, I'm kind of fair-haired and light-skinned, and I have to be careful in those strong sun rays. And what I noticed is I spend a lot of time on my vacation trying to figure out ways to avoid getting too much sun. And I wasn't really successful at it. I found that I tried different things. I tried sunscreens. I had some SPFs with some serious high SPF, like I had a 55 and I had a 70. And I would put these things, I would lather this stuff on before going outside the door. I wanted to make sure I had it on. And then we spent some time in the ocean snorkeling and stuff. So when I'd come out, I'd put some more on, you know, and go in again. And I noticed by the second day already, I had really red shoulders and a red back. This sunscreen stuff wasn't working. And so we decided, okay. And when I was outside of the water, I was under an umbrella. I made sure that I was in complete shade, so that no sun was getting me while I was out of the water. And still, I had this redness. Couldn't keep that sun off of me. It seems like it just kept getting through. And so then Liza suggested, maybe you should wear a t-shirt. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be that guy that wears the t-shirt when I go into the ocean. But I was snorkeling quite a bit, and the sun was really getting me. So I said, okay, let's try it. I put on the t-shirt, and I went into the water, and I thought, now I'm protected. I feel really good. And then I came out, I laid under the umbrella, and I took the t-shirt off. You know, I didn't want to feel too dorky. And I laid under the umbrella, and at the end of the day, I go inside, and I still notice I'm red. I've gotten redder. Somehow, the sun has gotten through the t-shirt, or through the umbrella, or through the t-shirt and the umbrella, and I've gotten redder. And so no matter what I was doing, trying to defend, you know, against the sun getting me, it kept coming through. Well, my message today is called Light is Greater Than Darkness. And I'm talking about physical light here, obviously, at this point, but I want you to know that in the spiritual, there is light also. Let's go to John chapter 8 and verse 12. This is Jesus speaking. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. Here, I thought it was the sun. I was trying to avoid that, you know, getting burned by it. But on a spiritual level, Jesus is the light of the world. And much the same way you can't defend against the sun. It will find, the light will find some way to get in. It doesn't matter whether you're under the umbrella. It doesn't matter whether you've got SPF 1000. It doesn't matter if you've got your shirt on. The sun is going to find a way to get in there. And that's the good news. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And we want to say amen to that because the light of the world, which is Jesus, has the same ability to get in. To get into the dark places. The dark places of our life. The light can get in there and begin to change it. The light can get in there and start to warm it up. It can warm up a cold heart. That light of God can get in there and begin to bring some life. And that's an interesting thing, you know, because the light of the world is bringing life. When we talk about darkness, we can think of what is the difference, because we're not talking, you know, in terms of a physical sense of darkness. And we can see there's a difference here if we look in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 4. And God saw the light. This is right at the very beginning. God creates light. God saw the light. That it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So there's a division between what light is and what darkness is in a spiritual sense. Now, darkness is meaning that you're in opposition to God. You're not in alignment with God. You might even call it evil. You might call it that you're out of alignment with Him, you're not connected with Him, whereas the light is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, His Spirit. When we think of the Spirit of God, it is light. And it brings life. You might have already noticed this, and you might have heard other people say this, where if you notice the word live, spelled backwards, is evil. And God wants us to live. He wants us to live. He says, you know, He wants us to go out and thrive and be blessed and have favor. He wants you to live. He commands you to love. Why? Because love is what brings joy and brings goodness. It brings all the great things. When you're really thriving in life, you're living. You're enjoying it. Whereas darkness, or the opposite of live, evil, is the things that stop us from living. When we're disconnected from God, we're not alive. We are frozen in fear, because darkness, fear is darkness. Or we're wallowing in hatred. This stops us from living. The fear stops us from living. The hatred stops us from living. That's what evil is. All the things that stop you from living a great life. All the things that stop you from enjoying life and being able to go out and just love the world and love the life that you have. That's what it is. Because often we get other things connected to it, but really it comes down to that. God wants you to live. He doesn't want you to be an evil, because that's not living. That's frozen. That's stuck. That's dying. That's sickness. Darkness is sickness. That's what evil is. It's sickness. When our body begins to die. And God wants us to live. And so He brings the light. Because the light is going to find its way in. It doesn't matter what kind of SPF you put on. The light of God is going to find its way in. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. The light of God is going to find its way in. You can put on sunglasses. You can carry an umbrella. The light of God is going to find its way in. The light is more powerful than the darkness. The light is greater than the darkness. The light of God will come into your life, and it can chase out every sickness that's there. It doesn't matter what the diagnosis is or what it's called. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. The light of God is greater, and it will come in and begin to find its way into that area of darkness. And that's what sickness is. It's darkness. And the wisdom and the Spirit of God, His love, will find its way in. And it will begin to transform and change. Because you know when you turn on a light, the darkness is gone. And that's what God is doing all the time. His light is shining down upon us. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." That is the light that comes in. And if we receive that, then we have the light of life. He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." We're not going to have darkness. That means no evil, no fear, nothing that stops us from living. Nothing evil. It can't stop us from living. Because God wants us to live. He says, live. He says, thrive. He says, grow. Because He says, be blessed and have favor. That's what it means. It means that we should be going out and enjoying life. We should be thriving and doing the things that really make our hearts sing. You know, there's always something, I think everybody has something in their life that really makes them happy. It just brings a contentment. It brings a joy. You start to hum without even noticing it because you're just really enjoying life. You're really enjoying it. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to live. He wants you to live and enjoy your life. When He talks about love your neighbor, love God, he's insisting love. Because love frees us up. You know, we've been talking that Liza and I went away for our 10th wedding anniversary. 10 years together. And you know that feeling when you first fall in love? You can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about that person. You're so light and happy. Everything is beautiful. Everywhere you look, oh my goodness, that is the most beautiful trash can ever. You know? Because we're seeing through the eyes of love, everything is incredible. We can do all things. You feel like you can take on the whole world. But that's the feeling that God doesn't want it to just last for a few weeks or a few months. He wants that feeling of living life, of feeling that love. He wants us to have that all the time. That is our life. And He wants us to live. 10 years together, I think it went by very fast. People say, oh, those first 7 years were the toughest. Man, I didn't even see those seven. It just zoomed by. They really did. You know, and I think one of the keys is because we've been living life. We've been pursuing and following what God wants us to do. Whenever He says do something, we go do it. And we've been enjoying life. We've been living it. And even times where it may seem like, well, financially you're not in the right place to do what you want to do, if you believe God and follow Him, He provides a way. He provides a way for you to do it. He'll show you how to manage your life so that you can do the things He's asking you to do. He will not ask you to do anything that's impossible to do. Besides, all things are possible with Him. So if He's asking you to do it, it's doable. Understand that. Because I think a lot of people, they lose the feeling of living because they're afraid they don't have what they need. They don't have what they need to do what they want to do. But if God has said to do it, He has already provided everything you need. You just have to have the courage to live, to feel the excitement, and to let the Spirit of God begin to move you forward so that you can do what God is telling you to do. It's really that easy. And I think, you know, 10 years together has gone by so quickly. It's been a joy. And it's because we've been living life. We've been living life and we've been seeing the visions of God and we've been pursuing them. And it's made for a lot of adventures. It's made for a lot of exciting things that we've been able to do together. We've had a lot of great memories together. And even when we had challenges, we have great memories. Because we have great memories of victories. Amen. Great memories of victories are maybe even sweeter than good memories of fun things that we did. Because when you get a victory with God, it's something you look back on and you just say, wow, remember that? That was a real challenge. But we believed God. We had faith. And man, we crushed it. Amen. We got the victory. Thank you, God. You have to remember, the light gets in everywhere. It can't stop. There's nothing that will stop it. The light of God is going to work its way into every part of your life. It's going to bring the light in there, chase out the darkness. Darkness can't stay. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. The light's going to get in there and wash it out. It doesn't matter if you feel that, well, life's passed me by. Nope, the light's going to get in there and wash that out. Doesn't matter that fear might have stopped you from doing something you wanted to do for the last 20 years. I'm telling you, the light of God can get in there today, and wash it out so that you are free to go ahead and do what you've always wanted to do. It's never too late. It's not too late. You can still do everything that God planned for you to do. It's His plan. His plan is eternal. He's put it in your heart, and He's put it in your soul. We don't want the darkness. We want the light. We already got the victory. The light has already won. The light is greater than the darkness, and the light has already won. If Jesus is the light of the world, and He conquered all things, conquered death, and He conquered evil, and He conquered sickness, and He conquered fear, and He conquered poverty, and He conquered sins, what's left? He's conquered everything. He conquered the world with love. With what? With light. The light of God. It went in, couldn't be stopped. And now we have that victory. You already have that victory today. It's your victory. It's your light. Think about that for a moment. I was in the gym last week, I guess it was. Or the week before. I'm a little confused about what time it is now. Might have been the week before. I guess it was. And while I was there, there was this heavy metal song playing. You know, really banging away. And I'm trying to get into a good spirit-filled kind of love feeling because I want to feel the Spirit of God move as I'm working out and start to feel the joy. And I'm hearing this heavy metal banging on my head. And I'm like, oh, man, why is this playing on the, you know, in the gym? You know, they should put something on more neutral, I'm thinking. And then God said to me, the light is greater than the darkness. And in the midst of that noise, I started to open my heart, and I just saying, that's right. The light is greater than the darkness. Amen. And I started feeling this power of God burst forth inside of me. Just right out of my chest, I just felt it go. And I felt it getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and just taking over that whole place. I could feel that light shining, and pretty soon I couldn't hear that music. It was still playing, but I wasn't hearing that. I was hearing the sound of victory. I was hearing this feeling, this incredible power of God flowing through me. And it's almost like the more the presence of darkness was trying to come in, the stronger the light was, the brighter the light was. And that's something we need to know. The light will be as bright as it needs to be to quench the darkness. God will use the power that He needs on any given time, in any given way, for you. So that light can go forth and change everything. And that's what was happening for me on that day. By the time that song was over, and that was thankfully the only heavy metal song that they were playing on that particular track. But by the time that was over, I had a new sense of vigor. The spirit was really stirred up, and I realized, you know, when things come against you like that, you know, obstacles and situations, it's time to remember the light is greater than the darkness. And let it go to work. Because when you get through that to the other side, you will have more of the Spirit of God's light shining out of you in a more powerful way. Say amen to that.
Amen.
The light is greater than the darkness, and it's shining all the time. Do you believe it?
Yes.
If you believe it and keep walking in it, it will get in there. Just like that sun, it got in there no matter what I wore, no matter if it was under an umbrella, no matter if I had SPF on there, the light got in, touched my fair skin. But the same thing is, the light of God is going to get in there and touch your gentle soul. The light of God is going to get in there and awaken the dreams that might have been lying dormant inside of you for a long time. The light of God is going to get in there and awaken those. That's the plan of God. Colossians 1 and chapter 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We are delivered from the darkness. Darkness has no power over you. You have the Spirit of God on the inside. You are children of God. You are filled with the Spirit of God, which is a spirit of light. And it will quench the darkness. You've been delivered out of that. Darkness has no power over you. In Revelations in chapter 21 and 23, verse 23, listen to what it says here. It's talking about heaven. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. Mm-hmm. See, in the spiritual sense, we talk about the physical. We know that the sun, with what the sun is in the physical, we look up, we see it. It's hot, right? But in the spiritual, the sun that you see illuminated in the sky, in the spiritual world, in the heavens, it's God. There is no sun there. It's God. His light is illuminating it. It looks like a sun, but it's brighter than the midday sun. It's more powerful. That's what shines upon us. And it shines upon our hearts and our souls right now, even in this physical life. That's the light that God is shining upon you. For the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is its light. The Lamb of God, Jesus, is its light. He said, I am the light of the world. He's the light of this world and that world. He is shining through. There's nothing that can stop him. It's going to get in. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say, it's getting in.
It's getting in.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
Start to feel that light move on you right now. It's a good feeling. It's warm. It's not going to burn. Don't worry. It's not like the sun here. It's not going to burn. Because it's a fire that doesn't consume, much like the burning bush. Remember that bush that Moses saw? He was out there herding the sheep, and then suddenly he saw this bush burning. When he went and looked at it, it was the presence of God. The Spirit of God was speaking to him out of the bush, but the bush wasn't consumed. The fire did not burn. And that's the light that God shines upon us. It does not burn. It will not consume us. It will strengthen us. It will awaken us. It will fill our spirits. It will rejuvenate us so that we can do greater things. Here it says, in 2 Samuel 22 and 29, for you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. Amen. The Lord's going to come in, bring light into the darkness. We already know that's what he's doing. And that's what he's done. You just have to believe it now. You just have to believe it and walk with it. Now look what Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 5. Because I've been talking about God is the light. The Lamb is the light. God illuminates, right? I'm talking about this and that he's going to bring in this dark, he's going to vanish this darkness, vanquish it. But look here in Matthew chapter 5 what it says. This is Jesus speaking. He says, you are the light of the world. Amen. Who is he talking to? He's talking to you. Say, he's talking to me.
He's talking to me.
He says to you, you are the light of the world. So if you're the light of the world, who's going to bring the light? That's right. It's going to come through you. It will be God's spirit inside of you that's illuminating it, but it's coming out of you. He goes on to say, still in verse 14, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Be that way in the world. Let your light shine before men. Let that light shine, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You are the light. You are the light. So God is in us. We have received his Spirit. And now, we become the light. Once you see the light, you become the light. Seeing in the spiritual represents understanding. Once you see the light, you become the light. When you receive God into our heart, your heart, now you become the light. Our cat loves light, Manya. She's a real light hunter. If she gets up in the morning and it's cloudy, she goes back to bed. She's depressed. She's like, oh, no light today. And she goes back into the closet. If the light is out, she comes out and she's got a rug right by the window. She lays on her back and she just purring away, letting her belly get all soaking up that sun. She really loves it. And also, what really attracts her the most and she gets really excited about is if she sees the reflection of light. Like later in the day, the sun maybe is not shining directly in the window, but there's a reflection. It shines on the wall. She sees it. She begins to talk to it. She wants to play with it. See, she's attracted. She's a smart cat. She's attracted to the light. We want to be attracted to that light too. Attracted to the light of God. And know that that's where we want to bask and rejuvenate our souls. Because you are the light of the world, meaning that you can go out there now and bring light into the darkness. It doesn't matter the situation or the circumstances. The light is greater. And the light is in you. And all you've got to do is open your hearts. Open your hearts. And know the light is greater. There's nothing that can stop it. There's nothing upon this planet that can stop it. And the victory's already been won. Turn on the switch. Let the light go out. Change this planet. Change your life. Change your body. Change your friends. I dare you. Change your family. The light can do it. You don't have to get argumentative and intellectual to try to convince them of something. Let the light go to work. It'll find its way through their clothes. It'll find its way through their arguments. It'll find its way through their stubbornness. It'll find its way through their old crotchety way that they've been for 30 years. The light will find its way in, and it will change them. Because it'll bring that light, and it'll chase out the darkness. The darkness has been keeping them from living. It's been keeping them in fear. It's been keeping them harboring all kinds of grudges. The darkness has been doing that. Let the light in. Let the light go into them. They'll be transformed.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.